apparently millennials as a generation, which is a group of people who were born approximately 1984 and after, are tough to manage. And they're accused of being entitled and narcissistic and self-interested, unfocused, lazy. But entitled is the big one. And because they confound leadership so much, what's happening is leaders are asking the millennials, what do you want? And millennials are saying, we want to work in a place with purpose. We want to make an impact, whatever that means. We want free food and bean bags. Somebody articulates some sort of purpose. There's lots of free food and there's bean bags. And yet, for some reason, they're still not happy.
That was British-American author Simon Sinek talking about the millennial question on the show Inside Quest. There's a chance you might have already heard that particular interview, as it blew up on social media late last year. But the subject he was discussing, the millennial question, has been an interesting topic to say the least. But what is the millennial question? Let's try and break it down. The Oxford Dictionary defines the word generation as all of the people born and living at about the same time regarded collectively. Or for a better explanation, the average period, generally considered to be about 30 years, in which children grow up, become adults, and have children of their own. So what kinds of generations are there? Well, working forwards from the late 1800s, we have the Lost Generation, the GI Generation, the Silent Generation, Baby Boomers, and finally, Generation X. So where do the millennials come in all of this? The millennial generation, or what it used to be referred to as Generation Y, are those born between the mid-1980s to the mid-1990s and grew up over the new millennium. When we hear the term millennial used in the media, we often get two very different interpretations of what it means to be one. On the more positive side, we hear things like millennials are more confident, connected, and open to change and progressive values. While on the more negative side, we hear descriptions such as millennials are more selfish, self-absorbed, and entitled. There's even a Taiwanese term for millennials called the strawberry generation. Those born after 1981 supposedly bruise easy, like strawberries, as they apparently cannot withstand social pressure or work hard like their parents' generation. So, do any of these claims of what millennials are or are not have any truth behind them? Are the millennials hard workers who are getting unfairly criticised by the older generations? Or are they smashed avocado-eating, $4 coffee-drinking whingers who need to lose their sense of entitlement? To find out what the average opinion of the millennial issue is, me and Kin walked the streets of Adelaide to see what the general public thought. Do you think the millennials, or the younger generations, get a bad rap in today's society?
Definitely. Well, I think they get a bad rap because everyone thinks, oh, like, just so into technology, always on their phones, never do anything, just go out and party and never focus on anything and stuff like that.
I don't know, I haven't really heard it too often, to be honest with you.
No, not really. I mean, I guess sometimes they do themselves a bit of a disservice, but I think that's society these days.
I think millennials get a bad rap because older generations think that since we're younger we have no idea about how the world works.
I don't think they get a worse rap than the younger generation has always got for the older generation.
They think we're entitled and really privileged when in fact like a lot of the past generations have messed a lot of things up and we have to fix it.
No, I don't think so. I don't think more than older generation, just like in a different, like we're there are different issues and just like new. So they have to like find a way to deal with it without any like help, but not specially, I don't think so.
Oh, I do. I just think the like today's society is developing a lot, so people are considering, you know, what's accepted to be a bit different. Like, you know, you've got the whole hipster phase, so people, you know, might be a bit more rebellious, want to be a bit different, want to try and make themselves or feel like they're different and better than other people. So they, they do more rebellious things, I guess. So I guess that's how the perspective happens, but I don't really think, the older generations at our age would probably be pretty similar, but what can I say, I'm just an 18-year-old kid.
We here at Global Generation don't like to admit defeat, but we know when to back down from a challenge when it's not going the way we intended. As you've just heard, the public opinion is basically split down the middle, regardless of who we asked. So what does this mean? Well, it means the millennial question will probably stay just being a question, at least until the next generation, Generation Z, grows up into adulthood.